It's a cocktail of influences that has caused that. The EU or the Commission are a major part of it because they have been telling business across Europe that they don't want to talk to them, it's not the time. Business will be talked about much further down the line. The Commission has also been telling the EU 27 governments pretty much the same message. So there's been no real move from the government institutions across Europe to raise the awareness. There are a few exceptions to that, but that has been caused by business organisations saying, hang on, you know, we can't wait, and it's wrong to ignore this issue, we need time to plan, etc.
Well, yeah, I agree to it. I'm Anton Valk, I'm chairman of the Netherlands-British Chamber of Commerce. What we have seen at Dutch business is that they were not prepared, but we had a big launch in March of this year, to be exact on the 29th of March, which is 1 year celebration, which is basically aimed at getting businesses prepared. So our statement was hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
What are those best and the worst outcomes?
Well, the best outcome, of course, for business is that Britain stays as much aligned with the European Union as possible. I can give you an example. For Dutch flour exporters, the border controls are very important because your flowers have to be fresh. They are not sure if this will happen properly. They can take an example to try to diminish their exposure on the British market.
My name is Shuichi Akamata. I'm the economic minister of the Embassy of Japan. At this stage, it's very difficult to distinguish what is the better or worse, but I sincerely hope that the frictionless trade will continue after the Brexit.
Now, Theresa May, lots of the things that she's saying about leaving the single market, leaving the customs union, would mean that there would potentially be friction on the borders. Is there a risk to Japanese manufacturers in the UK pulling out?
As you know, last February, Prime Minister Theresa May hosted a round table for the Japanese companies. They directly talked with Prime Minister, so I believe Prime Minister already grasp and understand the situation very well.
Obviously, a year in politics is a long time. Do you still share that optimism?
Of course, I'm a very optimistic person, always. Most likely next year, the Japan-EU-EPA Economic Partnership Agreement will come into effect. In that case, including UK, our economic partnership will be improved very much. So I hope for the time being there are no problems.
Thank you. My name is Omurtak Petkov. I'm a lawyer, corporate lawyer by trade, and I'm chairman of the British Chamber of Commerce in Bulgaria. You know, initially Brexit was met with incredulity in Bulgaria. People couldn't simply even believe that the vote was yes, and certain Bulgarians in business now still don't believe that there will be an actual Brexit. I'm on a bet with a friend of mine about this.
Which side are you?
That there will be a Brexit. I think that, you know, the British people, when they say something, they do it. Even probably they have some regrets. But, you know, a Chinese businessman, he's based in London, so I asked him whether he's worried about, you know, business between China and, anyway, the place in the world economy of the United Kingdom. And he said, you know, I'm not worried. And why you're not worried? Well, I trust the historical instincts of the British people. This is what he said. And I like that. And I also trust the historical instincts of the British people. And I'm pretty sure that at the end of the day, first of all, there will be a Brexit. I'm moderately optimistic about it, but it will take years, and there will be some tough times.
With that in mind, how are you preparing your members?
To be honest, for now we just sit and wait and see what the negotiations between the EU and the British government will result in. So we really don't know, and frankly, nobody knows. There is a lot of insecurity.
This is a bizarre hypothetical, but imagine if Holland, the Netherlands, was in the UK's shoes at the moment, that for some reason Holland was doing Brexit. How would they have approached this differently?
Wow, that's a question I've never been asked before. I would say that the Dutch are very pragmatic and not very ideological. So when you are pragmatic, then you're coming very quickly closer to business. What you see in Britain at the moment is there are ideologies, different sorts. There is a sort of history of greatness. We all know that Britain in the start of last century was 25% of the world population was British. I think the Dutch would have been more pragmatic. Therefore, I think they would not have had a Brexit to start with. But maybe, you never say never, maybe that will happen, but then it would be done very pragmatic with a lot of interest, thinking about what it would mean for business, what it would mean for export, what it would mean for import and investments.
Frankly, I cannot imagine that. I mean, I really have to think about it, but if Bulgaria were in the shoes of the UK and was about, you know, to leave the European Union, we'll definitely not do things better, this I can say, in tackling all these issues, because it's a huge and very complex matter. Probably what we'll do better, though, we will try to be less confrontational with, you know, the European Union side. We'll try to be more amenable to the European, not demands, but, you know, try to find common ground and mutual understanding. This is what the British government is doing too, but, you know, there is a huge difference in scale and even, if you will, in historical importance between the United Kingdom and Bulgaria. So it's probably in our mentality, but we'll have been much more amenable and much more, you know, friendly, calm and relaxed even in our approach. And we wouldn't be really in a hurry to complete the process.